WJTL Kane, I made it. Good morning to you. It's 7:19.
This is intern Blaine with the weather. Today, sunny and breezy, high of 52. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 33. Friday, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 53. Saturday, partly sunny and chance of late day rain, high of 56. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 61. And it's 41 degrees right now.
Our very special guest today, Jenna Wanger, is with us. She's an adoption caseworker with Kobe's Family Services. Jenna, good morning again.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Tell us what Kobe's is doing in our community.
Yeah, so we provide a variety of different services. I mean, from foster care services to adoption to post-permanency to family life education. And yeah, we're helping children and families in need of care, placing children in homes that where they need a safe and happy home. And hopefully where they lead to adoptions. But yeah,
and what's the biggest need that Kobe's has right now? Is it four families?
Four families. I'd say foster families, families to foster, to adopt, specifically probably from ages, children from ages like 6 to teenage years. Yeah, they're very much in need of that age. But yeah.
What's the process look like if a family is interested in being a foster or an adoptive family? What's it look like from the time they first contact you?
Yeah, so they would start training probably, I mean, soon after they get in contact with us, or whenever the nearest training opportunity is. And we provide trauma-informed and evidence-based training and that probably be in the evenings. The families would come in, both parents, for about like 2 hours. And then that'd be like once a week, they would come once a week for every 2 hours in the evenings after work for that training. And then hopefully, yeah, soon after that, it would probably be like a month or two that they'd be in training for. And then they would get, yeah, then they'd be done and hopefully get a placement soon after that.
And how about their family situation? Can they already have children in the home? How's that work?
Yeah, they can definitely already have children in the home. We've definitely had lots of families who have already had birth children. We usually recommend to keep the birth children like the oldest, so you bring in children under their age,
right?
But yeah, they can definitely already have birth children.
So if somebody's interested, the best thing to do is go to your website.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Yes, go to our website and sign up and we can get in contact there.
Yeah, it's kobys.org. It's real easy to find, C-O-B-Y-S.org. And how about any great stories about things that you've seen that you're like, I love this?
Ooh, I mean, I think one of my favorite parts is being able to work with children and families. And through that is we do Adoption Unit does what's called child preparation, which works with children just to help prepare them for what's ahead in the future or what's going on in their life currently. Like that could be preparing them for adoptions or preparing them for just helping them understand foster care and the process and their story, their case, just what's going on through activities and games and things like that. So it's fun for them and they're learning. And so that's just been my favorite part, and just seeing kids just kind of like just interacting through those games and books and things like that, and then helping them just understand and where they're at and what's coming ahead, and just to see that light bulb moment. Or yeah.
And once a child is placed, you continue to have services for the families and the children as well, right?
Yes. We have post permanency services. We have lots of different like classes and training still for parents and families and children. But yeah, so that's a big, big opportunity where we can still walk alongside of families and as they're going through their journey, especially after adoption, because that's a big process. So yeah.
And how about how you're funded? Is it mostly by donations?
Mostly donations. So yeah, our biggest, we are a part of the Extra Give. So we would greatly appreciate any support or donations there coming up here soon. But that is our biggest funding is through donations. Yeah.
Very cool. So you can look for Kobe's during the Extraordinary Give that's coming up in just what, 2 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah, it's soon.
Be here before we know it. And in the meantime, if you're interested in being a part of what Kobe's is doing to provide homes for children in our area, kobys.org, C-O-B-Y-S.org. Jenna, thank you for visiting us today.
Thank you.
We love having you. We wish you the best.
Thank you.
Back to the music we go. This is Jason Gray. Jesus Loves You. WJTL.